This is Scott Wells for the Magic Word Podcast.com. And we are in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, before long, we're going to be having the convention that will begin. But before it does, that Michael Finney was having his Dry Heat Classic, which is an annual thing. It's been held for about the last 20 plus years, I think. This is 16, I think, isn't it? 17, yeah. And so anyhow, that we are in the Wild Horse Casino and Hotel. We're having the second night show. And I'm sitting here with Mike Stratman, who is one of the co-chairmen for the convention coming up. And so we were just chatting a little bit about that. Thought you guys might like to hear it. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great, Scott.
And so we got some surprises. We got some things coming up. Going to look forward to a good time here.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a very exciting convention. We have a lot of new faces that you're not going to see. You haven't seen a lot of the other conventions. We have the youth program going on prior to the convention with McBride and Lance and Eugene Berger. And we've expanded the six-pack session, so there'll be more of those available.
Yeah.
And we have the evening shows down at the Orpheum Theater, which is a beautiful theater there in the heart of
I've heard a lot of good things
Phoenix.
About,
yeah, a real nice place. So
that's quite a coup, I think, to get Lance Burton to come. And I know he's been involved with teens for years and youth and magic. And so I guess we're close enough to Las Vegas that we can hook him over here.
Yeah, and hopefully it's a start of a new venture that'll be a continuation of an old venture, because before they always held this at the, I guess it's Desert Seminar, then it was the World Magic Seminar, and now hopefully it's going to be the IBM. So that would be a big bonus for us, and we've got quite a few youth that have signed up this year. So I think it's going to be exciting, and it's good to get the youth involved.
And having an association with the Sorcerer Safari, or what is that?
There'll be three, and a little foggy on this right now, but there'll be three awards given, two to the Sorcerer's Safari, and then McBride's organization is also going to give an award.
Okay.
So there'll actually be three youth awards awarded, which is great.
You know, a lot of conventions always talk about wanting to do things for the youth, or they have a couple of youth activities, but they don't go much beyond the pizza parlor or pizza party, or perhaps that they will just have a room where, you know, kids can go. I say kids, youth can go if they want to. But it seems like that we, with the IBM, have really picked up the ball and have organized activities, that there are things on the schedule that is their own convention within a convention, basically.
Yeah, that's right. And we've been doing this for the past several years. And Audrey Fine has been usually running the kids' activities, and he's done a great job with it. But to have Lance and Jeff and Eugene here to kick this thing off has just created a lot more excitement over the whole program. So, and the other thing we're having three movies to kick off the show. We're also going to be honoring Andre Cole, giving him an award. So it's going to be a busy convention. Very busy.
Yeah, the aspect of adding the movies, I think, is going to be so exciting. With movie night, popcorn, and everything, and then a panel discussion with some of the producers, and director, and some of the people who are in the movie. I mean, these are full-length feature movies. These are not like animated movies or...
Oh, no. And I've never seen any one of the three of them, so I don't know...
I know there's Desperate Acts of Magic, Play Dead, which I'm looking forward to seeing as well.
And what's the third one?
Something that has to do with the youth. I saw this one, I think, on HBO once, and it followed some teens as they were preparing for a contest.
Right, yeah.
And I cannot remember what the name of that one is. So anyhow, yeah, this is going to be some fun, I think. So I know we have a lot of activities that are planned, and so you and Bill have kind of been spending all year putting this whole thing together.
Yeah, it's been...
Bill Wells, by the way.
Bill Wells is my co-chairman, and we've spent a lot of hours on it. We really have. but it's come together. I think everybody's going to be surprised how well it's going to come together now.
And just because it's in Phoenix doesn't mean that it's going to be horrible hot weather. Yes, it's hot, but I mean, we're going to be inside where it's air conditioned. So
we're going to be inside where it's air conditioned. The theater's only a couple, three blocks away, and you know, usually of an evening it's cool enough that it's not that bad outside.
Yeah.
So
it was only 103 today.
Yeah,
it didn't seem like that.
Yeah, when we were in Dallas, it was close to 100. Last year in Norfolk, it was up close to 100. So you know, we're not too far off of that. And normally they don't have the humidity here, so I think it'll work out fine. We never get outside anyway. We're always,
that's what I said.
The
yeah,
convention keeps you inside the whole time. As long as the air conditioner works on the hotel, we're in good shape.
That's right. If not, we may have to move to a different hotel.
That's right.
Goodness, yeah. But well, good. Sounds like that got a lot planned. It's going to be a lot of fun. And but here tonight, we're getting ready to see a show that. You say it's like about 2.5 hours, I guess. And
It was last night. We came to the show last night, and it was one of the funniest shows I'd ever seen. And I don't know how many performers they had, probably close to 10. And was in tears about half the night. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are full-time professional comedians.
Absolutely.
I mean, that you guys have seen perhaps on Comedy Central and others. I mean, in addition to magicians, I mean, just to recount some of the guys who are here. Of course, this is Michael Finney's Dry Heat Classic golf tournament. And so he invites a lot of his friends to come out who are comedians. But magic-wise, with on the bill, of course, Oscar Munoz and
Steve
Bergazzi and Gregory Wilson, Fielding West and Nick Lewin.
Larry Wilson.
Yep. So they've got a good lineup of talent, and so it's a different show each night, different last night than what it is expected to be here tonight. So this is something that's kind of an extra treat that is added on to the IBM convention. So there's not many of us actually who are here for the IBM, although that I see Kent Knepper actually sitting right behind us over here then too. So it's got, you know,
yeah,
of course,
several,
a local guy.
There's several here from the IBM, and you know, we'd really like to thank Michael. He actually moved this convention up to dovetail into ours, and we really appreciate that.
Right.
And if you ever get a chance to come out to the Dry Heat, I don't play golf. We just came out. We bought tickets to the show. We bought tickets to the banquet, and we've had a great time. And it's a lot of good people here, and Michael's very well respected in Phoenix, I'll tell you that.
Yep, as you all know, right. And, of course, Don Weiberg and Joyce are here then as well. So just a few people that we've seen here for the Dry Heat. I actually played in the third Dry Heat Classic, which I want to say was long about in the early 90s. If it's been about 17 years, so it was in the mid-90s, I guess. But it has really gotten larger and blossomed. All right, well, it looks like they're about to have curtains to go up. So, Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you a little bit later about some of your thoughts during the convention and afterwards, too, to see kind of how this went. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
So for now, from the Wild Horse Pass Hotel and Casino in Phoenix, Arizona, actually Chandler, just outside, this is Scotty out. All right, well, the show is over, and what a show it was. I think it lasted a little over, almost 4 hours, it seemed like. That I think it started at about 7, and, you know, is that right? No, it wasn't 7. It,
6.
6 or 6, yeah. Here it is, 10 o'clock. I was going to say it would have been 3 hours, yeah. So it's getting kind of late. And I'm here with one of the stars of the show, Oscar Munoz. Hello, Oscar.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing out there?
So this was a fantastic show. A lot of fun. I bet you this was the reason I want to talk with you, because it was your first time in being at the Desert Class. I mean, the Dry Heat.
First time. It was a great experience working with Michael and his crew.
Yeah.
Treated me great. First time being on a comic stage, because there were more comedians than there were magicians,
yeah.
In fact.
You were the variety this time.
Yeah, I was the variety. I was a juggler of the magic world, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was awesome, though. I had a great time. Standing ovation. which was great.
As I recall, it was the only standing ovation also. Mm-hmm. I think that you hit on every piston, you know.
Right.
Now, I didn't go to the Friday night show last night, but tonight, Michael was saying that this is kind of the, last night was a G-rated family,
right.
Tonight was a little bit more risque.
Right.
And they had a little bit larger audience here because it is Saturday tonight, but the point was that it seemed like that some of the guys let loose a little bit. In that regard, I saw not a different side of you, because I think I've seen all the sides of you I want to see.
Thank God. I don't have any more sides.
And you're a big guy.
Yeah.
the point was that it wasn't risque, but you think you kind of danced that razor's edge, I think. But you were very topical, you know, with people for the evening and, you know, things that had happened throughout the rest.
Right.
You just didn't go do your act.
Right.
You kind of played what a comedian would do.
I read the audience. I made fun of things that were on stage already. The picture, like the guy who painted those pictures,
and
I can't believe people would buy something like that. We do it all the time back home in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
no, those are it was just a riff.
Yeah,
and you know, just
it's
riffing
funny.
Off on stuff. And thank God it turned out to be funny.
Yeah, it hit.
Yeah, it was like you said, it was topical. Mm-hmm. You know, asking about how many Latinos are out here, and they're all whooping. And I go, you guys are brave, knowing what happened here in Arizona, that kind of stuff. So I had a great time.
Well, this guy's name was Peter. Now, was that set up at all?
That was just
a gift?
No, it was like his real name is Peter, and it was like I just played with it.
Played with this Peter. Okay.
Oh, that didn't sound right,
did it?
Oh, my God, I got to rewrite that one.
But that was kind of the way that it went that night. I mean, things just kind of happened.
It's the things that happen throughout the years of experience of working with the crowd, as you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and so you just call back those things.
Improvisation is not always
true. Right, improvisation.
Yeah, yeah. You call on those experiences.
Right, exactly. You call on the experience that you've had, and luckily that the night was golden for me. I mean, I had a great time. Like you said, the only standing ovation, in fact, throughout the whole two days.
Yeah.
You know, so I felt really good, and Michael asked me to come back. Even though I don't know how to golf, he asked me to come back.
I was going to ask you about that. We were talking earlier, a couple days ago, before that you came, and you said, Michael said, just come and play golf, and you said, I don't play golf, but you did play?
I play golf, as you can see. I don't know if you can...
Holy cow!
Yeah, I know fans out there. There was a doctor looking at my arm, and he said that I was hitting the ground more than I was hitting the ball.
Did you fall or something? It was like somebody just grabbed you.
Right. No. It's taking the swing.
What we're looking at, by the way, is the inside of his right arm on his bicep and his forearm just got a huge bruise about, I don't know, the whole expanse of, what is that, about 12 inches?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's like...
Holy cow, expanse of your hand.
And I guess that I was holding the club too hard.
Yeah.
And when I go down and swing to hit the ball, I missed the ball, hit the ground. I was absorbing all that
shock.
torque and shock on
into
my
your arm.
Yeah, so yeah, but I learned how to hit a ball.
I guess you did eventually.
Yeah.
And it was best ball foursome, right?
So it was good. Yeah, we had one guy that was, by the way, guys, if you haven't experienced it, if you have a chance to come out and play, it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Mike does raise a lot of money for really good charities. This one was, his own charity, and then the Wounded Vet group. And I was blessed to work or play golf with four wonderful guys who are wounded vets. We had one guy on my team who can hit a ball as far as like 300 yards, and I come to find out he's blind with one eye.
Wow.
And you can hear it, boom, clink, and he's out there. And we love, we don't have to hit it. Let's take it from there.
Yeah.
You know. So we had a good time. Good group. I'd love to do it again.
And you say you are going to be doing it. He's asked you to come back next year.
He asked me to come back again.
Now, you were talking about working with comedians. It is a lot of fun because I was in the third Dry Heat Classic back in the 80s, I believe it was. No, I could have been right. Must have been the 90s, I guess. Yeah, because this is the 17th year.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Finney Bones was still open.
Right.
And after we were finished, it was just a one-day golf, and then we went down to Finney Bones, and all of us did something.
Yeah.
And I remember doing a Bill and Lemon. And since magicians listen to this podcast, I think you'll appreciate the story. The idea was that, after I was finished, I was talking with one of the comedians, and I said, what do you think? And he said, it was a Bill and Lemon, right? And I said, yeah, but, you know, that they signed the bill. And he said, yeah, but it was a Bill and Lemon. I said, yeah, but, you know, that
it was
you know, it was sealed. Yeah, but they kept going back, you know, it was still a Bill and Lemon.
No,
you know,
right.
They didn't care about the method. You know, the comedians are, they're concerned really about topical humor, what's funny,
right,
and the presentation.
Right.
You know, the... the method for the trick is not important. It's the impact and the presentation to the audience, what they get out of it.
Right.
Still a bill and limit.
Yeah, for me, though, I played off, of course, the Latino thing.
And that was funny.
The Chihuahua dog, and of course,
well, you talked about the lawnmower or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like I told, like one of the bits that came up. So yeah, when I got there, I got a little golf cart. I expected to be a lawnmower, you know, and it's like I kept looking for it and I couldn't find it, and, you know, and I actually got a golf cart, you know, that kind of a thing. So and people enjoying and they're laughing because. Yeah. You normally don't see a Latino playing golf.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't see a sense of hitting a ball and then go find it. You know? So, but I had a great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
Yeah.
And Mr. Finney asked me to come back next year. He emailed me and I said, you got to come back. And they loved you.
Good.
So, yeah, it was
well, we certainly did. Did a great job. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yep. Thank you, Oscar, very much. Looking forward to
seeing you
at the convention at the IBM. It's going to be some fun. You're going to be working with the judging, I guess, or the contest?
I'm running the contest at stage and close-up. Mm-hmm. We have Lance Burton coming out and saying hi to the contestants, which I thought was really cool for him to take time to come and say hi to the guys.
Someone of his stature. You know... He kind of reminds me of Black and Black's Magic.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that television show, but he was a very successful magician named Black. I forgot what his first name was in this series. But the point was that he had retired, and then he started, you know...
coming back and helping.
Helping people,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And he was a detective kind of, you know, helping and using magic. But he did all these charity shows.
Right.
And Lance is kind of, I think... of that position, you know, where he is well known around the world, and now he's giving back
to the community,
to the teens and everything.
Exactly,
in particular.
Which is awesome. I mean, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
I mean,
the first time I met him was at the Hacienda right after the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, that's
before he was...
That
was when he first went to Vegas, because he went from Hacienda to... Where did he go?
From there, when did he go to...
Tropicana? Was it Tropicana?
Tropicana,
yeah.
And then
over to the Monte Carlo.
Right. And that's the first time I ever seen his work, and... I mean, for him to come out here and share his time with the kids on his bill. I mean, he's doing it because he loves it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to that to happen.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Dry Heat Classic again next year.
With God's will.
And
hopefully I'll learn how to hit a ball then. And
you got to go out to the range, hit a few extra.
Exactly. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to go hit, and not cut the grass while.
That's what it looked like you were trying to do.
I was kind of trimming the rough there for a little bit. Yeah,
that's right. Oscar Munoz, thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
And for the magic word, Scotty out. Well, Michael Finney's Dry Heat Classic number 17 is in the can now and it's finished, and I'm here now with Michael Finney. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
And so you came off the seas in order to come to the desert and then you're heading back out to sea here shortly.
Yes, I get to go back and get back on the breakaway, and I'm having so much fun on the breakaway.
You're saying you were there like 4.5 months out of the last six, huh?
I was on the Epic for 2 months in a week, and then I just finished 2 months in a week on the breakaway. They let me come home to take care of my Dry Heat Classic, to do the IBM, and then to go film Masters of Illusion. And then I get to go back. I'll fly back on the 27th and join the ship on the 28th, and I'll be on there probably, for the most part, I'll be there probably till the middle of January, with maybe a week or two off for two charity events that I do in late October. October and November.
So the cruise ship, then, is it just go out and back, or does it kind of make a circle, or are you stay on the same ship?
You know, the cruise ship leaves, it ports out every Sunday at 5:30. Mm-hmm. 5:30, and it's just great because we go by the Statue of Liberty. It's still daylight, and I don't care how many times I see that thing. It just makes me feel good, and we get to see it going out and coming back.
Yep.
And we're at sea Sunday night, all day Monday, all day Tuesday, and then Wednesday we port in Bermuda, and we stay Bermuda Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday until 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock we port out. On Fridays is when I do my shows, so it's great. I'm like the last big show, and I'm in the theater with the two other big acts. So I do my two shows on Friday, 7:30, 9:45, and then I get to shake hands and meet people all day Saturday, which is just enough, you know, to feed my ego, the stuff that I need.
Sure.
And then one last show Saturday at 9:45, and then Sunday, man, we're back in port at 8 o'clock. They flip that ship again. again, and we're doing
the
same thing.
And how many passengers?
4,200 passengers, and then we have about 1,200 crew on the ship, and it's just great. It's a great vibe. I mean, they got something for everybody on the breakaway.
Did you ever think you were going to be doing ships?
You know, I really didn't. I often thought that ships was a place where magicians and acts go to die. You know, but I have to tell you, they've really elevated the level of entertainment. On our ship, we have the Broadway show Rock of Ages. We have Burning Up the Floor.
Yeah.
We have Slam Allen, who's a Jew, who's a blues player in the blues bar, and he plays every night, and that's where I like to go hang out.
Mm-hmm.
There's 11, 12 different restaurants, anything that you'd want. They have the Nickelodeon people on there for the kids. They have the Splash Academy, which is a kids' function. And then they got the pool. They got the tightrope walking. They got the rock wall. And they've got this super slide. And I swear there's more adults going down that super slide than there are kids.
Yeah.
So really, everybody's, the vibe is good. And I just like the people. They're all on there to have a good time.
And they must have a pretty good gym, because it looks like you're still losing weight, man.
You know what? I'm still working out. I'm on deck 7 in crew. Well, I'm actually on the officer's floor.
Wow.
So I can walk right out my door, go right up the elevator to deck 16, and go through the inside of the ship and be right there. And I get my 15 to 35 minutes of workout every day.
Wow, that's good.
And then I'm eating properly, because they serve all the right food.
Yeah.
If you're diligent enough to eat the right foods in the morning, have the oatmeal, have the cream of wheat, you know. And then I bought myself a blender. So when I'm there, I get a plate of fruit, and while I'm eating, I cut the fruit, I dump it in the blender. On the way out, I splash either some lemonade or some fresh orange juice and a handful of ice, take it back to my room, blend it, put it in my refrigerator, and then about 10:30, I take it for my mid-morning snack, and that holds me through lunch. I'm eating 5 meals a day, and you can eat right. You don't have to eat.
Yeah.
You don't have to pig out. It's not like there's going to be your last meal, so it's really good.
Because there are plenty to eat all the time. You know,
yes.
5 or 6 meals a day,
yes.
Whatever you want on the ship. Well, getting back over here to the class this 17th year,
great, yeah.
That had a lot of people. It seems like it's getting bigger and better every year. You know, you mentioned something at the end I was not aware of, and I think that listeners should know about. That is, if they have their own nonprofit organization that they're trying to raise money for, that they can come to you, talk to you, and if it's something that you kind of agree with, I guess they get 50% and you get 50%. I mean,
we almost
foundation.
Agree with everybody, and right down to the local IBM here in town and the SAM. I call them, I say, look, I got tickets for $25. You sell them, you keep $12.50, you give us $12.50. $12.50 goes to the club to show my support for you guys. $12.50 goes to the foundation, and it's a win-win across the board. We also have a Boys and Girls Club that's involved, and they sell tickets. The Gift of Life sells tickets. The Spinal Cord people sell tickets, and everybody wins. It's not how much you can get, it's how much you can give and spread it around.
Right.
And I find that if you can share, the more people want to get involved, and it's just been great.
And it's a good sized theater here at the
1,400 seats.
Is that right?
Yep. And I think tonight we had about 1,100.
Yeah, it was near full. I think we've got some more room for next year, people to come out there.
And that's why we pitch it every year. You know, these things don't happen overnight, and you'd think after 17 years it would be full, but no, time changes. People move
hard on this, I know.
You know what? We worked as hard as I could until the end of April, when I left to go to England to take the trip across to New York, and I've been gone. And Lori and my son Michael James and my daughter-in-law Christina, they all pitch in. You know, the family pitches in a lot.
Yeah.
And then we have a great group of I call them celebrities, but volunteers, because they're here for no other reason other than to contribute to the overall success. And that's, you can't put a price on that.
Right. Right. Well, I know that looks like everybody's all about left the theater over here, so we probably need to get along then, too. You do great work, Michael, and that I know that the Wounded Warriors Association and the Cleft
Spinal
Palate.
Cord yep. people and the Cleft Palate people and the Gift of Life, the Heart people, everybody.
Get something out of this.
Yeah, everybody's a winner. And now, this year, you know, I pulled off that track thing. You know, we bought we raised enough money. We got 10 people to give us checks, and we're able now to buy a track chair for a woman. Wounded Warrior. And in order to even qualify for that, you have to be at least a double amputee. And we're trying to find a triple or quadruple amputee that we can give this chair to.
Because they run about $25,000 or something?
They're $25,000, but these guys can go into the beach, into the forest, into the fields, and they can have as much quality time with their kids as they can. And $25,000, you know, what price would you put on your legs or your arms, you know, to be able to be mobile again? They're never going to have the same quality of life, but we've definitely given them the best we can. And so, that's really cool.
That's great. Michael's always great talking with you, and I'm looking forward to a convention. You're going to be over at the Regency here in a few days.
Perfect timing. Yep. I can't wait. I'm doing the Children's Hospital with Scott Hood.
Yep.
I'll be there on Wednesday for Andre Cole's event and then to do the autograph signing. And then I'll do my show Thursday, and then I'll hang out and watch everybody else perform. And then Monday we go over and film Masters of Illusion, come back, and then head out to the ship. And I'm blessed. I'm having a great time, and it's all because of magic.
And thank all of you guys for listening and helping to support Michael and his habit.
Yes, and a quick shout-out thank you to the SAM for going the extra mile for me, and we really appreciate that. You were the final person to put in $2,500 that got this first track chair. So the SAM will be included in the appreciation letter that we'll post in the magazines.
Great. Michael, thank you again very much. Appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure. Okay. Thank you, Scott.
We'll see you.
Okay. All right, man.
Okay. You betcha. Take care. For now, Scotty out.